I'm here at Jane Carr Gallery. They have this pile of, I guess they're candid Polaroids. Can you describe what you have here on the desk?
I'm Tom Jancar, and this is my gallery. It's called Jancar Gallery, and on our desk here, we have a group of Annie Sprinkle original Polaroids that were taken in the 1970s and early 80s. That's the period of time when she lived in New York City and was involved in the pornographic film industry. She's since become an artist, and we represent her work and show her work. This was a formative period of time for her, not only to find herself, but also to find herself as an artist. So we consider these to be part of her body of work.
And it seems like it's pretty fluid. Someone moves from performance art into a different medium.
Yeah, well, I think the whole advent of conceptual art and performance art at that period of time allowed a person like Annie to do that. It probably wouldn't have happened in another era. It could have happened now, but remember also in this period of time, this was the formative time of the birth of the real pornographic film industry.
And I stopped because I noticed it was Jane Carr Gallery. I don't associate with being a photo-based gallery mainly. Why did you feel it was important to come to this art fair?
Well, we've been doing this art fair for the last 3 years, and the reason that we do it is not because we consider our artists to be photographers, but we considered that we were showing a lot of artists that were using photography. And so we thought, well, this was a perfect venue to show a wider scope to this photographic venue and allow people into our world, which is not really the photo world.
What do you get differently from going to a different type of commercial fair?
Well, we meet different people. We meet new people and new faces. Partly the reason we come to this fair is to meet unexpectedly new collectors that we wouldn't normally come across.
What is the priority of your gallery? If someone were to say, give us an idea of what your gallery focuses on.
We never really had an emphasis in our gallery or a certain defined scope or a vision other than it was just based upon my subjective likes or dislikes of the work in general that I was seeing. It came into being some years ago that I started to predominantly show women artists, and so now we do predominantly show female artists. Probably our percentage is as high as 70-80% female artists, which is really unusual, actually, of most galleries in America. We're very unusual.
Thank you, but go ahead and give out your web address.
Our web address is www.jancargallery.com.